You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Central New York native Lizzie Klemperer is embracing her return to Syracuse for her latest show. She will be performing at Symphoria's concert called A Night at the Oscars on Saturday.
I've been trying to get back to Syracuse to do a concert with Symphoria for several years now. And this is the first time it's sort of worked out with scheduling. The concert is really exciting. It's an Oscars-themed concert. Everybody will be dressed up. I hear there's going to be a red carpet.
Klemperer has toured across the country, including several years on Broadway, and hasn't been intimidated by the bright lights for a while. But coming home and her father playing violin alongside her on Saturday might change things.
I'd never get stage fright normally, except when I'm in front of people I know and family members. And it seems counterintuitive because I know they're all rooting for me, but it's like that added pressure of just knowing that all of these people I know are out there for some reason makes me more nervous, but it's also that much more special.
Performing in front of familiar faces might cause Klemperer some anxiety, but she's worked diligently to get where she's at. Her experience as a teenager in Syracuse's music programs went a long way throughout her career.
You know, I worked really young at Syracuse Stage, and that was a really intense and a great learning experience for me very young. And then, of course, Syracuse Opera gave me my first opera that I ever did, which was The Magic Flute.
Klemperer's most recent performance was in the musical Bright Star by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. She's currently working on a solo cabaret and auditioning for other roles, but she's not 100% sure where she'll go from there. The Symphoria concert will be at the Krauss-Heinz Theater on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.